Blog Talk Radio. All right, we should be back on now. Had a little problems with the internet. Had to go to the phone route, so I'm on my phone with my headset. We should be hooked up live. I apologize for the problems. The Wi-Fi just probably isn't strong enough to carry the Skype signal. So, but it's all right. We're persevering. We've got a whole bunch of. We got about we're up to probably about 300 people here at the Molly Lee. The place is packed. They're lined up outside the door. I can see Coast is here. Dave Shapiro's here. Eric from Five Hole Blog. Mike Gleick is here. It's just a who's who. Eric is right over here on the in the Richter jersey. Can you hear us on the speakers over there, Dave? Oh, I can hear it. I can hear it from here, so should be all right. So anyway, we'll have Eddie on here in a minute, and looking forward to it. I see the guests are here, and just in case you missed the story before, we ran into Ron Duguay this morning getting out of the car at the parking lot, and he promptly blew us off. We said hello to him, and he turned tail and walked away. And Captain, thank you for that information. I'm going to pass it on right now. This just in from the Blue Shirt Banner Radio chat room. Sean Avery will play today. Woo! Matt Zuccarello will ride the pine. Woo! So thank you for that introduction and for the information. We appreciate it. We're good to go. So Sean Avery will be in the lineup. Matt Zuccarello is going to sit this one out. What's that? Right here. So, all right. You guys want to call in? The phone number is 646-478-4692. I don't have the Skype going, so you won't be able to call me on Skype. The only way to call in is to use the show number. Dave, which number is your cell phone? Which
848-3932.
How come you're not even on the switchboard? I have 516-848.
Hi, I'm Jerry.
Hi, nice to meet you, Jerry. Thank you for coming out. Okay, so we have a... All right, so let's go ahead and take a call. 646-436, you're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio with Jim. Who's this?
Hey, what do you think it is? Man, it's Rocco.
Oh, Rocco, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Are you listening? Oh, all right. Are you just listening in?
Yeah, I'm just listening in.
Okay, I'll put you back on hold.
No problem.
All right. So, again, if you want to call in, 646-478-4692. I think Newman's going to call in a minute here as soon as he puts his beer down.
What do you think of the
Big Ten
Conference?
What? I didn't hear about the Big Ten Hockey Conference. Michigan. College hockey coming up with Dave Shapiro. Dave's talking about the Big Ten. Apparently, we talked the other night about the Rangers, about their trip to Russia being off, but now I'm hearing that they're going to Sweden, which, of course, they want them there for Henrik Lundqvist. Mario is here. The great Mario Morgado has shown up. Nice to see you, Mario. So, we got a great crowd out here. Hope you guys are enjoying this. Do I still have the capability? Captain, what? Yes, Captain, I can help you out, my friend. Of course, I can still run the switchboard. So you'll hear Eddie in a second. He's getting on the megaphone. Oh, he just opened up. All you got to do is turn it on. Push the button. Push the button. There you go.
The great Mario Morgado is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Joe Fortunato, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Give it up for Joe Fortunato. From SB Nation, New York. as Captain just said in the chat room, the people of Sweden are demanding Erik Christensen. his brilliance must be shared with the world. All right.
Let me see the
630-618. We're going to put you – I don't know who this is. 630-618, you're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Who's this?
Hey, Jim, it's Adam. How you doing?
Hey, Adam. Adam from Chicago. Where are you, buddy?
I'm at work right now, unfortunately. Can get out of this one, so.
I can hear it. I can hear those speakers. I can hear it a minute ago. We might have to turn it up a little bit.
This is the first 8 minutes of the show were just riveting.
Yeah, I know. We had internet issues here. I couldn't help it. The connection's not real strong, and I thought maybe it would carry the Skype, but it didn't happen. So I had to scramble because I had my BlackBerry set up for speakers so people could listen to the show. So I had to go grab that, and I had to dial. Oh, it's a nightmare. But we persevere. We press on. As Eddie would say, we succeed where others have failed.
Did you see what I wrote on your Facebook account a few minutes ago?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Did you see what I wrote on your Facebook account a couple of minutes ago about it?
No, I didn't, actually.
The first 8 minutes, I thought I was listening to an Aaron Neville concert.
That's probably what it sounded like. We got the Aaron Neville megaphone from Family Guy. So, cool. Well, we're sorry you couldn't make it down here with us today. We got a good crowd. There's a lot of people here, a lot of new faces.
Awesome.
Of course, all the old faces are here. There's Joe Fortunato's here. It's unbelievable. People are
tremendous.
People are weeping. I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on here today. Rock is showing up.
I'm glad these things
here.
Are getting bigger and bigger.
What's that?
I'm glad these parties just seem to be keep getting bigger and bigger. It's really great.
Okay.
One question I got to ask you.
Sure.
Are the menu and the wine list up to Robbie's expectations?
I don't know if Robbie's here yet.
Oh.
Adam wants to know if the menu was up to Robbie's expectations. So I don't think Robbie's shown up yet. We've got some late arrivals, so hopefully he'll be here soon, and he can. And hopefully the menu will be up to his.
Cool. Well, I gotta get back to my cube. So enjoy the game, everybody. And, I'll be watching along.
All right, buddy. Thanks for checking in.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. The great Adam from Chicago checking in, ladies and gentlemen. Calling from work, so hopefully we don't get Adam fired. You guys want to call in and say hello? 646-478-4692 is the number. We got an open switchboard. I'm just trying to get my phone hooked up here. All is well. Sitting here with Eddie and Joe Fortunato, who's joined us. Dave Shapiro's here. A bunch of people who I don't even know. I haven't even met them yet. My son is here. So we're having a good time. All is well. You guys, good evening to you guys in the chat room. I should say good morning to all of you in the chat room. Andrew, SFL. Bill Maher is here. Billy Spano, the captain. Huh? In the chat room, yeah. Cutter is here, of course. EFC 1532. Kovalev, NYR, Cooper. Sean Avery is the scratch. We're making the announcement again. Zuccarello is scratch. Sean Avery is in. All right, let's go. We got to the phone. And let's go to Mr. Wi Fi himself, John Newman.
Still not in the lobby.
John Newman is waiting outside the bar for the arrival of Robbie, the great Robbie Guy Lombardo. He has not showed up yet. Hopefully, he will be here soon. Newman's out on the street. Newman! Newman, I want you to yell out on the street, blue shirt banner viewing party. That's great. He's outside screaming, blue shirt banner viewing party. All right, so John, what else you got? You got anything more in? Okay. All right, John, thanks for checking in. Let's go to 718-225. You're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio, live from New York. Who's this?
I think it's Stan.
Stan from Bayside calling in.
Yeah, the one and only.
I might have to put Eddie on the phone with you. How are you, Stan? Good to hear from you.
Actually, I've been sick for a week and a half, so I'm home and not there.
Oh, yeah, we're sorry you couldn't make it down. It would have been nice to finally meet you.
Uh-huh.
Feeling better?
I'm getting better.
Good, good.
I can hardly hear you.
I'm going to try it. Good idea.
A lot of background noise.
On over. Yeah, I apologize for that. It's kind of loud here. With my regular microphone setup not working, I don't have the noise-canceling ability that I usually have, so... So we're just kind of winging it here. Doing the best we can. Gutting it out. That's what we do.
In fact, I was supposed to go up this past Wednesday to visit my son in Connecticut and go catch a whale game. I want to give you an in-depth report on your pal, Red.
Did you hear Mitch Beck on our show last week?
Yeah.
Extolling the virtues of the great Wade Redden, what a nice guy he is.
Well, he might be a nice guy. He just can't play in the NHL.
And how great he's doing at the AHL level, yeah.
Well, I'm glad he's helping the kids out.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Just to make sure he stays there.
Exactly. Oh, I'm sure he will if he doesn't retire at the end of the season or walk away. I guess there's been some rumors about that.
Hopefully.
So, anyway, what are your thoughts on is Avery in the lineup today? Zuccarello out? Any thoughts on that?
Not surprising. They want to, you know, get him in there. And the games against Boston are usually rugged, so they probably want a little more toughness.
Yeah, and I think they probably could use a little, maybe a little energy in their game, which Avery certainly gives them. After the last two games, they've been kind of lackluster. So,
yeah,
see if Avery
sure.
gives them a spark.
They're sort of playing down to their opponent.
Yeah, well, I definitely think they did that against Florida. I thought they played right into Florida's hand for most of that game.
Surprised how well Ottawa's playing. They shut out to Washington last night. I mean, they got nobody in their lineup. I don't know how they're doing.
They seem to be enjoying the spoiler role.
By the way, you catch any of the college games yesterday?
No, I didn't. I was traveling part of the day, and I didn't get a chance to see them. The only thing, I watched the Buffalo-Florida game last night. That was about it.
Well, I saw the Colorado College BC game, and this Colorado College had this kid who St. Louis drafted last year, Jake Schwartz, who's just unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah, he took a few picks after, you know, the Rangers took McElrath. Give you an idea how good this guy was. One of the announcers said he was the best player in college he'd seen since South Korea.
Wow.
So, he was amazing. He looked like I would have taken this guy the first or second if I'd seen him.
Yeah, really.
So just a little note. Kreider came back for the first game since he was hurt. So his years are over, obviously. See if he signs with the Rangers.
Right. So, all right, Stan, listen, I'm going to take another couple of calls while we're doing a short show today so that we can get out of here and watch the game. But sorry you couldn't be here, and hopefully you make the next one.
Okay.
That's Eddie. Eddie yelling for you in the background. Take it easy, Stan. We'll talk to you soon.
I'll take care, guys.
Bye. All right. So we got about a half hour to go down here at the Molly Wee. If you still have time to come down here and watch the game with us, we got, I don't know, the place is packed right now, Ranger fans. I can't even see the door anymore. People are yelling and screaming and waving at us. I don't know. Is Robbie here? No, Robbie. Robbie has not shown up. Robbie, if you're listening, if you're within the sound of my voice, if you don't show up today, you'll never get on the air again. I promise you that. At least not for a week. We'll blow you up every time you call, Robbie. I'll put you on just to blow you up. So anyway, all right. What do we got? Let's see here. Anybody's on the switchboard? We got Cutter there. Cutter, I'll bring you in just a minute. All right. So just give me a second here while we check out what's going on. More people coming in as we speak. We have the great Rob Hamlin here taking pictures. Mario's taking pictures. They're pouring in the door. There's Nick Montemagno has entered the building.
The youth movement.
The great Nick from Rangers Tribune is here. we got a full crowd.
He looks 17 now.
Nick makes him look well. Hey, Nick's a mover and shaker in this business. He's a lot more liked than we are. Captain's saying in the chat room that Robbie looked at the menu and decided not to come. Well, hold on, Eddie's going to make an announcement here on the megaphone. So, It doesn't mean...
Great tip about the macro is there, ladies and gentlemen. Moment, Robbie. I haven't seen Robbie. I hear him in the back. He's alive.
What's up, Nick? Thanks for coming.
Radio.
Yes, Molly Weed Pub is close to MSG. It's about 2 blocks away, right on 8th Avenue between 30th and 31st Street. Nick Montemagno, obviously, Eddie's trying to get a hold of you here, Nick, from Rangers Tribune. So we've got the heads of all the families here. Joe Fortunato's here. Dave Shapiro's here. Eric's here from Five Whole Block. What?
Five families.
It's the head of all five families. John Newman is raising another, I don't know. Any sign of Robbie? No sign of Robbie. Oh, wait. We have a little. Yell out Ron Duguay's name. Ron
Duguay will not be here. Oh, by Jerry. I saw your man today.
Yeah, Jerry Doggle is here. She's a big Ron Duguay fan. Duguay's on the outs with this program.
So,
anyway, we're having a good time. All right, I'm going to bring on Cutter. Cutter, what's going on?
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
Going well. Sorry you're not here.
I have a family thing tomorrow.
Well, maybe you make the next one. You make the trip down, get on a plane, and come on down.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, I want to say something.
Okay. I would hope you want to say something. Otherwise, why would you call?
Anyway, if you hate Terry Goodman, say hey.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No, I can't hear you. You got to speak up a little bit.
Sorry. If you hate Gary Bettman, say hey.
Cutter would like you to make an announcement. If you hate Gary Bettman, say hey.
I can't hear you. Never mind.
Eddie said, screw that, Cutter.
Screw that, Cutter. Okay. I understand. Don't worry about it.
Eddie says we need positive vibes. And naturally, when we want positive vibes, we go to you.
Why?
You are Mr. Positive.
Doesn't everyone hate Bettman?
Costa. We know Costa's a big fan of Gary Bettman's.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to talk about Gary Bettman. It's a Ranger program. I want to have fun. I'm out here at a bar, for God's sake. You're calling me up and pissing on my fire again with this Gary Bettman crap. I don't care. Talk about the Rangers. Say something
Rangers.
About the Rangers, Cutter.
Okay, sure. Why not? I'm happy that you guys are going to try to catch Montreal.
Well, we're trying. We got to get a win today against Boston. Montreal didn't show up the other night against the Bruins for their revenge game. Get their asses
That's
kicked.
That's
so,
great.
But I like the position the Rangers are in today. They're coming off a bad game, going on the road, playing a team, coming off a big win. I like that for the Rangers. They seem to respond well in these situations. And I expect that they will do so again today and come away with a big win.
Yeah, me too, for that matter.
Good.
Chris
from the UK,
there, right?
The Rangers will win tonight 4-2, and Gabs will score 2 goals. I'll take that.
Four two? No. I say 4-1.
Either or. Any is it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
So, what else you got, Cutter?
What else do I got? I was going to call in Wednesday night and do some Mario Lemieux bashing, but I guess I can't.
Well, first of all, we don't refer to him by that name anymore.
Oh,
he's now Mama Crosby. He's Mama Crosby.
Mama Crosby, excuse me. Sorry. I forgot what you said.
What's that?
Sorry, I forgot about that. It was Mama
Crosby. We don't refer to him as by that name anymore. That's he's Mama Crosby.
Sorry.
All right, so if you want to sound off on Mama Crosby, Cutter, go ahead and do it. I will give you your floor.
Okay, I know that everyone was complaining about Mama Crosby, you know, being such a crybaby and a bitch after that Pittsburgh Islanders event.
Cutter?
Yeah.
You broke up. I lost you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was going to say that everyone says that Mama Crosby was a big crybaby after what happened to Pittsburgh and the Islanders earlier in the season.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know where it went. I had given it to Newman. It might still be sitting over there. Oh, you're absolutely right, Cutter. I agree with you.
Yeah, I was just going to say that Mama Crosby was such a big crybaby before he got drafted by the Penguins.
Cutter, I don't know what you're saying, buddy. You keep breaking up, and I'm losing you.
I'm standing in one spot here.
I just blew up, Cutter. Zach, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You're gonna have to speak up just a little bit, Zach. Zach,
hey,
is calling in from Boston.
What are you people doing in my bedroom?
I can't hear you.
Hey, hang on a second. It's not too loud over there. We're both on.
What's Christine like up there, Zach?
Too many Bruins fans. There are a lot of Rangers fans as well. There's my buddy Sean as he walks by with my ticket. There we go. Come here, Sean. Alright, there are a lot of Rangers fans here. The Bruins fans already had their numbers, but we're still standing strong.
That's right. So, what? Have you started drinking yet?
I got like the second beer in my hand.
Okay, well, that's a good boy.
Yeah.
That's what I want to hear. Hold on a second. I'm trying to hear you here. Are there a lot of Ranger fans there?
I'm at a bar right now. There are not as many Rangers fans as I had hoped, but we're still standing strong. We tried to lift our Rangers chant, and we got booed out.
Okay, well, that's good.
We'll be loud at the garden. Don't worry.
Heard is what you're saying.
We'll be loud at the garden.
All right, Jack. So,
what?
What's that?
What do you say?
I can't hear you, that's all.
Let me step outside, all right?
All right.
I'm going to step outside, all right? Give me a second. Give me a second.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. All right, go outside.
Cool.
Go outside. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you better now.
All right, yeah, it was just too loud in there. Too many people. I'm outside. Too many Bruins fans here. I don't know if Wayne's a fan. I'm here with my buddy Sean. He's taking me to the game. He's a Bruins fan.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm taking him to the Ranger game in April. He handed me my tickets. Oh, Char on the ticket? Yeah, whatever. You want to say hi to the people in New York City? All right, I'm putting my friend Sean on the phone. He's not going to be an asshole. He might say, let's go Bruins, but he's not an asshole, all right? Hello? Oh, this is going on. Can you guys hear me?
What is that? Zach, you still there?
Hey, Jim, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Just having a hard time hearing you. Yeah, it's too loud in the bar, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to put my friend Sean on the phone. He's a Bruins fan. He's not an asshole. You promise me you won't be an asshole, right? All right. Here's Sean.
All right.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Sean. How you doing? Welcome to the program.
Not too bad. So I don't know why he thinks I'm going to be an asshole so bad. It's not like I'm an Islander or a Devils fan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, well, yeah, but, I mean, you are a Boston fan, so we automatically...
Come on. I'm not one of those big-cat Red Sox fans, you know what I mean, dude?
Okay. So you're taking Zach to the game?
Oh, yeah.
You're not worried about the other Bruins fans being upset that you're bringing a Ranger fan into the building?
Not when he's with me. Trust me.
Oh, okay.
I got to see the tickets up in the nose, please.
Are you worried that after Boston beat Montreal the other night 7-0, are you worried that they shot their load and might not have any goals left in the tank today?
You know, usually they have a letdown, but hopefully not today. It's going to be another one of those high-scoring 1-0 Bruin Rangers games, you know what I mean?
Yeah, probably true. As long as we're on the right end of that, we'll be okay. The Rangers need to bounce back after the other night.
Yeah, you guys use a couple points, but I don't know if the Bruins are going to help you out with that. I don't know. Hopefully... I don't think there's been a game that's been more than a two-goal difference since St. Patrick's game in New York. What was that, like 7-0 Rangers that time, yeah. I think that was... Is that probably the last time that one of these games has gone more than a two-goal difference? Always close games for a Bruins fan, believe it or not, I absolutely love Avery, and I love Lundqvist too, you know? I want to know what the Bruins have to do to get a guy like Avery. Flashdown's coming up there, though.
You want Avery, you can have him.
You don't like Avery?
I don't really see what he does, to be honest with you. All right, listen, Sean, we're going to let you guys talk to get headed. So you can go watch the game, and I'm going to take a couple other calls before we wrap this up, all right?
Yeah. All right, hey, good talking to you, buddy.
All right, enjoy the game. Talk to you soon. Thanks. All right, that was Zach and his buddy Sean checking in from TD Waterhouse Garden or whatever the hell they call that thing up there now. Got a couple more phone calls on the line. 239-980. Who's this?
This is Greg from Florida.
Sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you. You got to speak up.
Yeah, this is Greg from Fort Myers, Florida.
Hello?
Can you hear me? There, I'll be a bad connection. I'm calling. This is Greg from Fort Myers, Florida.
There you go. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, there we go. Now I can hear you much better.
Okay, this is Brad from Fort Myers, Florida.
Hi, Brad. How you doing? Welcome to the program.
Good. I just want to tell you, I'm also known as Jack Long. And I just want to say hi to all my Facebook friends there, and I listen to your show when I have a chance, and I love it. And I'm a big Ranger fan for the last 46 years. And I just want to say hi to Eva, Claude, George, Paul, Tommy Dugan, Jerry, Jackie. And let's go Rangers. That's really all I got to say.
Okay. What was your name again? Your real name?
My real name is Greg, but I'm known as Jack Love. That was my radio name.
Oh, okay. Greg from Fort Myers, Florida, on Facebook has a special shout-out to all his friends here, to Eva and to Jerry and to Newman and Costa. Everybody's checking in from Fort Myers, Florida. Ron Dugay. Woo! All right, resume drinking. All right, well, thank you for checking in, buddy.
You got it, and let's go. I think that I'm glad you guys do what you do, and keep it up, and I'll... But I listen, I'll check in a little more.
All right, thanks. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. All right. 646-478-4692 is the number. If you call it, make sure you talk loud. I'm having a hard time hearing you. There's a couple of – we got a lot of people. Shit. One of my best friends in the world just walked in. And, oh, my God. Robbie is here. Captain Lou Albano is here. Captain Lou is here. The great Mike Berkey has joined us. It's unbelievable what's going on here today. Captain Lou, how are you, sir?
Good.
You look like $1 million. Who's Frank? Good to see you. All right, 20 minutes, never know. You want to call in 646-463-478? No. Try that again. 646-478-4692 is the number. Make sure you talk loud. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Captain, what's going on, buddy?
Yo, what's going on, kid?
How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Is Eddie wearing his Brian Berard jersey today?
Eddie is not wearing his Brian Berard jersey. Captain got the call.
I'm upset to hear that. I think I tweeted you yesterday. The Flyers fans on the radio are definitely afraid of the Rangers.
What is that?
The Flyers fans on the radio station down here do not want to play the Rangers, specifically.
Oh, absolutely. And I think I responded to you.
Yeah.
I think if you polled the top four teams, I think 75% of those players would say they don't want to play the Rangers.
Absolutely. And there's a Yahoo Funny Daddy article today that lists the four most dangerous teams regardless of speed, and we're one of them.
Absolutely. I agree with that. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I think there's just going to be a team nobody's going to want to play. They play that tough, close to the vest style game, hard forecheck. They hit hard. Nobody's going to want any part of them when the playoffs come.
Absolutely right. I predict the Knights Ranger win today for a few reasons. One, Boston scored 7 goals. They're not going to score more than 2 today. And the Rangers tend to play up to their competition, especially on the road. I see a big Ranger win today.
Sounds good. I'm ready for it.
All right. Have fun, boys.
All right, take it easy, Captain. Thanks for calling in.
See ya.
All right. I got hip check. Is that you?
Yeah, hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. This is the host of the L.A. Kings Road Talk. Waking up here on a bright, sunny Southern California morning, 9 a.m. here. Enjoying you guys' show and getting ready to watch the Rangers Bruins game. I hope there's a bunch of fun.
Oh, you're the host of the King Show?
That is correct.
Oh, okay. We spoke a couple of weeks ago. Thank you for calling in. I'm sorry. I hope this isn't the first time you've listened, because not all the shows, they're not all this bad.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. I'm gonna get Captain Lou on our show sometime.
Yeah, he just looks like Captain Lou. But yeah, we're just hanging out. Kind of calamity here because we didn't have a great internet connection and it's really loud. And I'm trying to sit in the back of the bar and hold my headset in my ears so that I can hear everybody. But it's not going real well. But anyway, we'll get through it. I only got 17 minutes more of this and then I can go drink.
Not a problem. I'm only going to use about 15 minutes of it.
Okay. You can take over. Watch.
Yeah, you can go take a pee break.
Yeah, there you go.
So, hey, I wanted to talk. I could weigh in a little bit about the Avery debate, if you like. You know, he was on the Kings for a while.
Right. And I know you don't want him back.
You know, he's a punk. Let's be honest. And the thing about him is that he could be a good player if he wanted to. You know, he's not a bad player. He skates well. He's got some offensive skills. But, you know, him and Matt Cook, they're almost like the same cookie-cutter type player. And the thing with Avery, too, is that, you know, he's not an idiot off the ice. I think he's probably a little bit smarter than your average bear, you know, as far as being able to market himself and the stuff he does. You know, it's no different than Charlie Sheen. You know, he's kind of taken the same Charlie Sheen road to success, you know?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I've said this for a couple of weeks now on our show. I'm kind of done with Sean Avery because I just don't see what he brings. But he's getting back into the lineup today. See if he can give them a little spark. They're going to fit Matt Zuccarello. He's going to be scratched today. So we'll see if Avery can give him a little spark. And if not, you know, I just don't see what he's doing for them at this point.
Yeah, well, like I say, as a Kings fan, I have no dog in the fight. I just hope for a shitload of fights, and let's see what Chara's going to do today. If he's going to bring the physical game, and if anybody on the Rangers is going to be able to match up with that. And really, anytime I watch an East Coast game, for me, really that's what I look at it is, you know, who are the tough guys, who's going to fight, you know, what's the history of the two teams. So, hey, I will say this, man, I empathize with you guys because I've listened to your show a couple times now, and I've never been back to see what it's like. But, you know, listening to you guys bag on the Islander fans, I kind of see a lot like the way that us Kings fans bag on the Ducks fans. Like, there is no bigger bunch of lethargic, yuppie scum than your typical Anaheim Ducks fans. So I really kind of I totally see where you guys are coming from. I really do.
Islander fans are they're horrible. They have no sense of humor whatsoever, and their only response, anything you say to an Islander fan, they have one response: four cups. That's it. 27 years ago, they won four cups. They're still celebrating. But yeah, the Islander fans, we love to pick on them. They only get they get like 4,000 a night into that arena, and it's a real crap hole. The place is falling apart. We can't wait. We can't wait until they move to Kansas City or Quebec.
Hey, if you want to hear a good Duck story, because I'm geographically much closer to where the Ducks play than where the Kings play, but I went to a Ducks game a couple years ago, and I say this, I'm not embellishing whatsoever, but I heard like a 50 or 60 year old lady bust some 10-year-old kid's balls because he was making too much noise at the hockey game, and he was throwing confetti, and he had made the mistake of getting some of the confetti into her espresso and her lemon cream tort. And I shit you not, she tore this 10-year-old kid a new a-hole. And I'm not a Ducks fan, but I'm thinking, you know, he's the one kid that's bringing something to the game, and I just saw his spirit break like right in front of my eyes, the poor kid.
That's ridiculous. I've been around fans like that, you know, in different sports, different arenas. Don't stand up. Don't make too much noise. Quiet. I'm watching the game. I hate them. It's a good thing I wasn't sitting with that kid. She wouldn't want to know what I'd want to do with her London court.
Oh, if you ever come out to the West Coast, man, if you see a Ducks game, trust me, man, your head will spin. It really will.
Many years ago, I went to a game at when the Kings still played at the Forum.
Okay.
I forget who they were playing, but I was actually surprised. It was a good crowd. But that was a long time ago. Late 90s, I think that was.
Yeah. It's still a good crowd out there because, you know, once again, the people that are Kings fans, they're longtime fans like me. You know, I've been a fan almost 30 years now, and I remember what it was like before Gary Bettman pussified the game with nets all over. And, you know, when you just had the guy playing the organ and you didn't need MTV music videos and kiss cams to keep people interested.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So yeah, I forget who they were playing that night. Maybe it was Dallas, and it was a real good crowd. I actually had a good time at that game.
I got to go because it's 9:15 and I got to get dressed and start the day. But hey, man, I love you guys. The show, like I say, I have no dog in the fight. I just hope there's a bunch of fights, and for you guys, I hope the Rangers come out on top.
Hey, before you go, give a shout out for your show.
Okay, yeah, I'm a Hip Check. I host the LA Kings Road Talk show on Blog Talk Radio, and we're pretty much all LA Kings for road games and whatnot. But you know what? We want callers from everyone in the NHL because you know, hey, we're all NHL fans, and that's where it begins and ends, right?
Absolutely. All right, well, thanks for checking in, buddy, and I hope to talk to you again.
You got it. Keep up the good work. Go Rangers.
Thank you. Take care.
Later, buddy.
All right, let's see. We have just about 10 minutes to go. I think I'm gonna wrap this up early today. We still have the callers on the line. Quite frankly, I'm going to go have fun with everybody else. So what we're going to do is just looking at the schedule. The Rangers are Rangers have a game Wednesday night, so I think we're going to come back Tuesday night. We're going to come back Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, and we'll be with you guys for 2 hours. We'll talk about today's game and the Ottawa game and and whatever's coming up, and we'll get your calls, and we'll be with you guys Tuesday night, okay? And make sure you check out the Kings Road Show. They have a lot of fun on that show. I hang out there every once in a while. What's the number? Oh, Eric wants to call in. 646-478-4692. You're going to stand right next to me and call it.
I'm not going to let me finish this.
All right. So, anyway, we'll be back Tuesday night this week. A special Tuesday night show at 8 o'clock since the Rangers are playing Wednesday night. The Rangers play Wednesday night against Buffalo. That'll be a big game. And 859. Join us now on the Molly Weeds, 6 feet away from me, Eric from the 5-hole block.
It's pandemonium here, and the fire department's clearing us out. The fire department just told us we're over capacity. We have to get some people out of here.
The fire department, they were locking the doors like it's Nassau Coliseum. Shutting the place down. They got Tortorella and Keenan on the TV there. Mr. Personality, Mike Keenan.
I think we have Bill Pito here.
Bill Pito's here. Mike Keenan. I think you need four of these to be with Mike Keenan. Screw Ron Duguay. Screw the organization.
I think I'll let you finish your show now.
All right. Thanks, Eric, for calling in. Thank you guys for being in the chat room. We will see you on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on Blue Shirt Banner Radio Live here on BlogTalkRadio.com. Have a good night.